And I started going to church with him, and my dad didn't like that. He was like, you're not allowed to see this boy anymore. I don't know what he's doing, but you're not allowed to see him. So I really wanted to go to church, and so I told my parents I was going to my friend's house, and I ended up going to church with Chris. And then at 18, I had finally decided, you know, I really can't live in this house. It's too much for me. I need to get away. And so I moved out, and I didn't do everything that was right. But I knew that I had to keep God the center of everything I was doing. So I would fall, and, you know, I'd get back up, and I'd keep on going. And then Chris joined the Army, and it was very different for me because I'd always been in Texas and thought I would always be there. And then, you know, God had different plans. So we went to Hawaii, which was really rough. We were out there all by ourselves. And, you know, Hawaii is very expensive. So we fell on some very hard financial times. And I always thought, God, if we just had more money, you know, that would get us through. There's a night that I was pregnant with Kaylee. And, well, I just found out I was pregnant with her. And we had been waiting. And sometimes, you know how the Army is, you know, you're waiting on this money and it never comes through. And so we kept on praying and, like, it wasn't coming. And we sat down and we ate our last meal. And, that we had in the house, and we really didn't have any more money to go buy anything else. And I was like, God, what are we going to do? And this is whenever we came to this being kind of our family. Verse or passage, I guess you would say, is Matthew 6. 19 through 34, lay not up for yourselves treasures upon earth where moth and rust doth corrupt and where thieves break through and steal, but lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven where neither moth nor rust doth corrupt and where thieves do not break through nor steal. For where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. Sorry. The light of the body is the eye. If therefore thine eye be single, thy whole body shall be full of light. But if thine eye be evil, thy whole body shall be full of darkness. If therefore the light that is in thee be darkness, how great is that darkness? No man can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or else he will hold to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and mammon. Therefore I say unto you, take no thought for your life, for what you shall eat or what you shall drink, nor yet for your body what you shall put on. Is not the life more than meat, and the body than raiment? Behold the fowls of the air, for they sow not, neither do they reap, nor gather into barns, yet your heavenly Father feedeth them. Are you not much better than they? Which of you by taking thought can add one cubit unto his stature? And why take ye thought for raiment? Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow, how they toil not, neither do they spin. And yet I say unto you that even Solomon in all his glory was not arrayed like one of these. Wherefore, if God so clothe the grass of the field, which is today, tomorrow is cast into the oven, shall he not much more clothe you, O ye of little faith? Therefore take no thought, saying, what you shall eat, or what you shall we drink, or wherewithal shall we be clothed? For after all these things do the Gentiles seek. For your heavenly Father knoweth that you have need of all these things. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Take therefore no thought for the morrow, for the morrow should take thought for the things of itself. Sufficient unto the day is the evil thereof. Amen. And that night was like one of the hardest nights, thinking, you know, I guess this will, you know, I'll just go a little bit, it'll be okay, you know. And then it was only God, because my mom was a banker, so I know when things they're supposed to post to your account, and they don't post in the middle of the day. They usually post at midnight. And so I was like, Chris was like, you know, it'll be okay, everything will be okay. And he went to take a shower, and just like something inside of me was like, go check, you know, the bank. And so I went and checked it, and you know, the balance was there, and I was like, no, I don't know what happened, but that's not our bank account. So I closed it, and I re-logged in. I was like, okay, that is, you know. And it was always like, you know, God said he would provide, and he was always on time. And then after that, we had went to Fort Hood, and we are still, you know, trying to find a church, and it was always something, and we never really got settled in. And then, so we were just like, you know what, if this is how it's going to be at church, we just won't go, and we'll just have church at our house. And I know it was the wrong attitude, but as soon as that attitude came over us, it's like, that's right when we got orders. And like Chris said, I fought not to come here. I was like, I don't know why God would send us here. That's crazy, you know? Korea, like, I don't know nothing about Korea. but God knew what he was doing. And we came here, and this was the only church we came to. And that was the one thing that we said when we come here, that we would put it a priority. No matter what church we found, we knew that God sent us here for a reason. We didn't know what that reason was, but this tour was not easy. But the only thing that got us through was this church and being grounded in the church. There's four things that I would just like to talk about, to leave you with, why you are here. Serve God. Any area of the church that you can find to serve, do it. Get involved in the cleaning team. Do whatever is asked of you, but do it to the glory of God. Don't do it for Pastor and Masu, but do it for God. When you're cleaning the toilets, do it for God. And when Pastor asked me to do the nursery, I told Chris when we went home, I was like, I don't think he's picking the right person. That's not for me. I don't know why he would ask me that. But I did it, and I'm really thankful that I did that. It really helped me to get out of my comfort zone. And that's another thing. My second point is get out of your comfort zone. Whatever you are comfortable in, get out of it. Because this standing up here does not come easy to me either. Just God has something for you, and you need to be doing that. And when you're comfortable, you're not doing what God has called you to do if you're sitting there being comfortable. The third thing is soul winning. Again, I thought that's not for me. Every time Pastor stood up here and said, every week, you know, we have soul winning. Like, that's not me, that's somebody else, and he's not talking to me. But like Chris said, that when I really knew that I needed, or for me personally, that I needed to be doing that, I think for Chris too, was we had to go to the DMV, and we really didn't know how to get there, so we were going to take a taxi. And it was a Thursday, so we were at Ladies Bible Study, and Chris had came up here, and he was waiting, so we were going to go take a taxi. And for some reason, Pastor was like, no, I'll take you guys. And I was like, no, it's okay, we'll take a taxi, it's fine. And he insisted that he was going to take us and drive us up there. Little did he know that while he was there, he was ministering to us, not face to face, but he was waiting for us, and he was sitting there, and there was a lady there, and he started talking to her and handed her a tract. And I was like, wow, that's really easy. Maybe that is for me, you know? Like, And so that was really instrumental to us starting to go to soul winning. It's, for me, like, you know, talking is not my thing to people, you know, I don't, so if that's not your thing, just go out there and stand out in the front gate and hand it to somebody. You don't have to say anything. That's where I started at. It was just like, here, you know. And then finally I got to the point where I can say, you know, hey, I'd like to invite you out to Lighthouse. And then finally you get to where you go knock on doors and you actually talk to people face to face. So get out there, get out of your comfort zone. And then the last thing is make church a non-negotiable. One more thing about soul winning I forgot to say. Sorry. With the soul winning, I really, like, if you want to make an impact in your family, take your kids. I really believe that that's what we set an example for our children. And through that, they started asking us questions, and through that, we were able to lead them to the Lord. Amen. And it was such an impact that I had Kaylee as 4 years old going into the gym, and she'd be playing with someone, and she would just start witnessing to them, and just like, do you know Jesus? And, you know, it does. It makes an impact in your family. And then making church non-negotiable is just be here. Be here every time the door is open. And that will make an impact in your family too. And once you come to that point where you have to put church first before everything else is when everything else in your family will fall into place. Amen. So, and then that's all I have. Amen.